Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the impact of COVID on the seed stock industry in the beef business with Gerald Callahan in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
It's the B&L Red Angus Bull and Female Sale Friday, October 9th at 1 o'clock at the ranch in Putnam, Oklahoma. This year featuring 49 Red Angus 18-month-old bulls, 3 registered Red Angus bred heifers, and 8 registered Red Angus open heifers. Online bidding is available through DV Auction. For auction details and a sale catalog, go to blredangus.com or contact Benji or Lori White. 580-334-2801.
We're talking today with Gerald Callahan, president of Express Ranches. And Gerald, let's talk a little bit about 2020 has definitely been a tough year for a lot of folks in the cattle business, and that includes the seed stock end of the business. You've had to kind of navigate all these changes because of COVID-19 from your first sale of the year to this most recent sale that's now coming up. How has this impacted how you've been able to do business?
Well, it's impacted a lot. People are not traveling quite as much. We've still had relatively good attendance at our sales. Certainly, it's been a challenging year. You know, every year in the cattle business is a challenging year. It's a very tough business from the standpoint of you've got a lot of inputs and you don't control Mother Nature, and part of our trade territory has had a good grass year, but there's quite a few areas that's been drier than normal and had some drought situations. Of course, the market has suffered through that period of time. The fact that several of the packing plants were either shut down or certainly slowed in terms of their production chain caused the fed cattle part of it to stockpile. We're now kind of working through it. There's been some really, really good news in the business, though. The domestic demand, even for the high-quality product, has been really good, and the international demand is just absolutely on fire. And so from a cattle perspective, while it's been tougher and there's been certainly some red ink on the fed cattle that always matriculates back down to the cow-calf producer, things actually have went better in terms of the market than a lot of us were afraid it would be. From our standpoint, of course, it's been more challenging. We've sold more cattle online on the internet, and we use Superior Video at our sales, and we've seen more and more producers avail themselves of that avenue to purchase cattle. We video all the cattle anymore before the sales, so they can go to our webpage or to Superior, and they can look those cattle up and look at the video of them on an individual basis. And so it seems like it has created more work, more uncertainty in the marketplace, but we're real pleased to be to this point, and we're real optimistic about the future.
I guess what, just because you've got maybe a few less people there standing or sitting at the sale rig doesn't mean that you've got some motivated buyers.
No, it's been good. The quality cattle, which we hope that's what we're producing, the quality cattle have still been in high demand. In fact, at the big event sale, our most recent female sale, it was up a little bit from last year. It was surprisingly strong. There still seems to be a lot of interest in top-end genetics on the bull and the female side. And, we're very hopeful. We've had good interest in this bull sale. We could always use more. But we're very hopeful that we're going to have a good bull sale on October 5th. And we think we've got a good set of bulls. I just came in from going through them again with the Angus regional manager, and I think we've got some bulls that'll go out and get the commercial man's cows bred and add value to their calves.
As for the sale lineup,
Yeah, we're offering about 270 Angus bulls and about 45 Hereford bulls in the bull part of the sale. And those bulls, we try to do all the data and supply all the information to our commercial guide so they can make the best decisions. Not only do they have the pedigree and the age of the animal, but we record birth weights, adjusted weaning weights, yearling weights. We ultrasound all the bulls for fat thickness, marbling score, intermuscular fat, IMF, and as well as ribeye size. Additionally, every bull that we sell has genomically enhanced EPDs. That's where we actually get a blood card, take a little bit of drop of blood from each animal, send it in, and then it's a predictor of that animal's genetic merit for the individual traits. And depending on which trait it is, it's like that bull already sired 10 to 25 progeny, depending on the specific trait. So we feel like with all the information that we provide to the commercial and purebred cattleman when he makes his decisions, that we try to give them as much information so they can make the best decision they can in terms of what they need to improve or what they would like to change in their commercial or their purebred herd to make as much genetic progress as they can.
President of Express Ranches, Gerald Callahan. Their next seed stock sale coming up this Monday, October 5th, their fall bull sale. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.